It worked! The debigulator worked!
We're through the looking glass here, people. I'm dying, Mo.
Did you hear something?
No.
Did I?
I don't know.
We're going to talk about episode number 272, which, I'm seeing now, was one of the first to air after 9/11. That's interesting. It was a Thanksgiving episode, and it was, in fact, the episode that Homer singing along with R.E.M. was taken from. It was called Homer the Mo. And the plot of it is that Mo becomes disenchanted with the way his bar is being run and how it's not bringing him any happiness or any tips. And so he goes back up to his bartending college, Swigmore University, and reconnects with his mentor, who's like an elbow-patched professor type, but for bartending. Which I think is a very funny trope to use. It was written by Dana Gould. This is the first episode that he wrote. Gould being one of many comedians from the 80s and 90s who ended up as Simpsons writers. I used to like his stand-up. I watched a lot of stand-up comedy, as did we all, on TV. Back around that time on MTV and stuff like that. So what happens is that while Mo is away, he has a change, like an entire change of direction, and he remakes his bar into an establishment called M, which is completely hip of the time. So all of these hip 2001 types go to hang out at M, which has live rabbits dangling from the ceiling and TVs that just show video of eyes, like giant eyes blinking. And, of course, he finds out that he's not happy with that either, and neither are those people tipping him. Although there are funny, funny moments when he's trying to get somewhere with Russian supermodels who are sitting at a table in his bar. The two funny lines there are, "After Chernobyl, my penis is falling off." And, "All this yelling is taking away my horny." And, so, you know, Homer gets mad and he starts his own bar in his garage. And that is where R.E.M. play. And where Bart and Lisa are forced to be child laborers slicing limes and so on. I just watched this and I watched it with the commentary as well as plain. And the scene where Mo is at the college and, you know, having a heart-to-heart with his professor mentor, you know, when he tells Mo, "Beautify your hole and you'll beautify your soul." At the very end, he announces that he's dying of cancer. And as I was listening to the commentary, all the people doing the commentary, you know, the writer and showrunner and Matt Groening and all those people, at the line, "I'm dying, Mo," all of them were like, "Ha ha ha!" Like, so laughing so much at that, and continued to laugh through, you know, "Well, there's nothing you can do for me unless you have a cure for cancer." "You don't have a cure for cancer, do you?" Like, they were just cracking the fuck up. Very dark, evil people become comedy professionals, I think, sometimes. Or just ones who appreciate the bleakness of life. At the very end, we see R.E.M. and Mo and the Simpson family all sitting down together to a Thanksgiving dinner in the re-crapified Mo's Tavern. And it's revealed that it's a vegetarian turkey, of course, because R.E.M. would not eat a real one. And there's also a hunting scene where Homer and Lenny and Carl are trying to shoot a turkey for Thanksgiving, and they end up shooting Mo instead. And a bald eagle pecks Mo in the face, and then the crotch, and then the face again. Do you remember this one? I think the one of the funniest throwaway jokes, but actually it, like, makes me very uneasy, is when Homer says, I never start anything that I can't finish, you know, as he's refurbishing the garage into a bar, and he reveals that there's a robot that's half finished, you know, like behind a box or something, and the robot goes, "Father, give me legs!" And then he banishes the robot and has to crawl using its arms away from him. It makes me sad to see that. But that is, I admit, very funny. And it aired November 18th, 2001. This has been Simpsons Time. Thank you for listening to Simpsons Time. That's the end of that chapter. Thank you so much for listening to Simpsons Time. My name is Amanda Nazario, and as always, if you want more of me, I don't know why you ever would, but if you do, you can find my playlists at wfmu.org/playlists/an. Ta-ta for now.
We're rockin' great!
By Mount St. Elmo, Leonard Bernstein.
Leonard, what's his name? Herman Munster, Motorcade, Birthday Party, Cheetos, Poker Sticks, and Lemonade, you symbiotic stupid jerks, that's right, Flanders, I am talking about you!
How'd you get R.E.M. to play in your garage?
I told him it was a benefit. They think they're saving the rainforest.
Suckers!
That's great, it starts with an earthquake. Bird shakes an airplane. Lenny Bruce is not afraid. Eye of a hurricane, listen to yourself. Churn world, serve its own needs. Dummy, serve your own needs. Feeding up an ox, beat front, no strength. The ladder starts to clatter with bitter fight. Down height, wire in a fire, representing 7 gauge in a government for hire and a combat site. Lefter wasn't humming in a hurry with the furies breathing down your neck. Team, my team, reporters, battle Trump, Kevin Krupp. Look at that, no plane, fine, then, overflow. Population covered, do for little to save yourself. Serve yourself, world, serve its own needs. Listen to your heartbeat, humming with the ratchet and the rabbit and the right. You patriotic, patriotic, slam, fight, bright light, feeling pretty sight. It's the end of the world as we know it. It's the end of the world.